According to an article on the Washington Post, Time magazine called the movie The Hurt Locker a near-perfect war film. But Ryan Gallucci, an Iraqi war veteran, had to turn the movie off two or three times, he says, or else he would have thrown his remote through the television. Critics adore the film, and it has been nominated for 9 Oscars, a feat only matched by that Blue Monkey movie, you know, Avatar. The top grossing movie of all time. I never saw it, but that's not my idea of a movie. But then again, in my opinion, they didn't make good movies after about 1982. But you're not here to listen to my opinion. But Paul Reichdorf, the founder of the Iraq-Afghanistan Veterans Association of America, says that's 9 more Oscar nominations than it deserves. I don't know why critics love this silly, inaccurate film so much, he wrote on his Facebook page. That's really interesting. Many in the military says Hurt Locker is plagued by unforgivable inaccuracies that make the most critically acclaimed Iraq war film to date more of a Hollywood fantasy than a searingly realistic rendition that civilians take it for. So it just goes to show you that maybe, and of course this is just a couple, maybe 2 or 3 that are quoted in the article that don't like the movie, but maybe the producers and the director of this movie didn't have someone on set that, someone that they could correspond with that was actually there, and there are plenty of Iraq veterans that could talk about how to defuse IEDs, but who knows? I don't know. It just seems that the Hurt Locker is more hurtful to some in the military than it is helpful. And that's according to the article. We'll let you decide. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.